Morning, boys.
All right. Psalm 56 then, and the, or 57 if you got it. Okay. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will hope. Until lawlessness shall pass away, I will cry out to God Most High. My God, who is my benefactor, He sent from heaven and saved me. He gave over to disgrace those who trampled me down. God sent out His mercy and His truth and delivered my soul from the midst of young lions. Although troubled, I fell asleep. As for the sons of men, their teeth are a weapon and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp dagger. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. They prepare a trap for my feet, and they bow down my soul. They dug a pit before my face, but they fell into it. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. I will sing, and I will sing a song. Awake my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will arise at dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the Gentiles, for your mercy is magnified to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. Another psalm there written by David, it says here. David was running from Saul. What was your voice's first for today? Make a poem of four lines, that's right. Okay. Alright, Roger, you want to start with yours?
We praise the Lord and pray each day so He can help us on our way.
The Lord is almighty. He helped men to fight, and when they were captives, He led them to light. So let us be evermore setting our gaze on doing His will and on sounding His praise.
Thank you, God, for bees. Thank you, God, for fish which grow up in the seas.
Thank you, God, for parents kind and helping me to be pure in mind. And if I always say what's true, God will help me to keep the stick.
Thank you for the seeds that grow. Thank you for the winds that blow. Thank you.
Tell you boys tonight what your assignment is next week then, okay? Right, here's this. Hey, what boys got? What you?
John 2:15 about where
Jesus braided a whip when he went into the temple because he saw these tax collectors and money changers and all these animals in the temple, and he drove them all out, and he cleaned the temple. That's how he made it right in there.
Had Paul when, or Saul when he was persecuting Christians, he started persecuting Christians, and they were fleeing Jerusalem, scattering all over the place, which was in a way was good because they was getting out and preaching the gospel, spreading out and preaching the gospel, but also within God stopped him by blinding him on his way to Damascus, and he became a Christian in Damascus.
I thought of Galatians there in the first chapter. It talks about how they had fallen away. So Paul said, I'm amazed that you have turned away so quickly from him who has called you by his grace. And it talks about how they were teaching. They were kind of, he said it's a new gospel, but it isn't because it's the same, but they're disordering it, trying to change it to fit their own needs. And he said, whatever man teaches, whether it be an apostle or an angel, if he teaches anything other than what you were taught in the beginning, or taught at first, let him be accursed. So that's how he handled that situation.
In Acts chapter 11, Peter went out to the Gentiles to preach to them, and because the Lord told him to. And so then when he heard about, some people heard about it, they said, you went to uncircumcised men and ate with them. But then, so Peter started telling them all that had happened and how the Lord told him, and then, says, when they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God, saying, well then, God has granted to the Gentiles also repentance that leads to life.
In the book of Acts, when Ananias and Sapphira sold the tract of land and then lied about the amount of money that they would receive for the land and gave to the apostles, it wouldn't have been so bad if they would have just gave part of it and been truthful, but they wanted their, it's almost an issue of pride as well as lying, because they wanted their appearance to look good.
In Acts chapter 6, they were going around preaching, and they were getting more and more people, and then this problem, the widows weren't getting fed, and they're getting overlooked. So the 12 disciples decided to select 7 men of good reputation to help feed the widows. So then they were able to keep on going around and preaching.
In Acts 6, the widows weren't getting fed, so they So they said pick 7 men of good reputation, so they did, and then they fell.
I had where Saul was persecuting the Christians, and they fled all over Judea and wherever, and Saul, on his way to Damascus, was blind. He became true, a Christian.
I had about the church taking wrong. It's 1 Corinthians 6, verse 5. I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one who will be able to judge between his brethren, but rather goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers? Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?
At Romans 1, 17 through 19. For in the righteousness of God and the revealed from for the faith or
from faith to faith, as it is written, but the men of righteousness men shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is relieved from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppresses the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God in even within them, for God made even to them.
I actually had the same verses as Colby, but I guess something that stood out to me in these verses was, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached to me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. It stood out to me that it's kind of like man's wisdom versus God's wisdom.